Hi, everybody. Welcome to Thrive in Your Body. I'm so excited to be here with all of you tonight. I cannot believe we only have one session left together, so gone by fast. And I really want to thank you all so much for being so present and here with us as we explore what it means and what it feels like to really thrive in our body. So since it is Monday, let's really just take some time to breathe. If you haven't already, try to find a nice, comfortable place to sit or to lay down, and we'll just close our eyes when we get there. Beautiful. And with your eyes closed, just bring one hand to the heart and one hand to the belly. And just take a moment to really be connected to the body. Really just let go of the day and at the same time just feel so connected with the body and how you're feeling right now. And let's all just take a deep breath in through the nose. Really breathing in so much fresh air. Let that air move through the body all the way down to the belly. And then open the mouth, exhale, let all the air go, sigh it out of the mouth. Taking another deep breath in through the nose. Breathing in as much fresh air as you possibly can. And then open the mouth, let it go as you fall even deeper and deeper into your comfortable place of being. Another deep breath in through the nose. You breathe in as much fresh air as you really can. Breathe it in. And then open the mouth. Exhale. Let the breath go. Another deep breath in through the nose, breathing in as so much air as you possibly can. And then open the mouth, let the breath go as you fall deeper and deeper. Another deep breath in, breathing in as much air as you possibly can. Keep breathing. Let that breath settle down into the belly. And then open the mouth, sigh it out, let it go. Exhale all the breath out of the body, really just letting everything go. And with one hand on the belly and one hand to the heart, we're just going to really continue to connect ourselves to our body. Really just taking that time to really tune in and see how we're feeling right now. And just more importantly, really kind of taking the time to see what might be on your mind. And trying to let go whatever might be weighing you down, whatever that might be, I'm just letting everything go so you can tune into those inner thoughts that sometimes it's hard for us to notice and to feel, because there's so much going on that kind of gets in the way. And just use the breath to slow down. And take the time to tune in even more than you might be able to do without the breath sometimes. Today is all about tuning in and really discovering even more what might be weighing us down. So think about that and think about what might be on your mind, what might be able to be let go of a little bit more. And how would your life be different if you were able to let this go? Would you have a little bit more freedom in your life? Would you just feel like you could catch some more breath? What would really be different if you were willing to let go? And give yourself permission to let it go. And to know that you are really exactly where you're supposed to be at every moment of every day. No matter what might be going on, what and how you might be feeling. And keep that thought with you today, knowing that everything is exactly what it's supposed to be, no matter how you feel about that, and no matter how you feel about where you are, it's true. Everything is a key point in our life to think and move forward and really taking care of ourselves. And you can keep your eyes closed as always, or whenever you're ready, you can blink your eyes open and come back to this moment. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So our guest expert tonight, Nicole Moore, just came down with a flu and has a very high temperature, so she is not able to join us this evening. So instead, I'm going to kind of jump in, talk a little bit more about holistic health, holistic cleansing, and kind of give you another spin on relationships. And hopefully when she's better, she'll be able to record what she was going to share with us tonight, and then I'll send it out to you. And hopefully you'll be able to email her and set up a time to talk if you have any questions about anything. Well, this week in our second to last module, we really have talked about our emotional connection to food and how we're really drawn towards food for such an emotional, physical connection. And that's so more than okay. I think a lot of us think that it's not good to have an emotional connection with our food, but that's what really makes us women and really kind of helps us become more present and more grounded in our bodies. And when we look at food and when we eat a lot of times with the men in our lives, we see them kind of just enjoying food and not really thinking about it, where we do. We kind of associate a lot of different emotions to food, and I think that's what actually brings us more pleasure, that actually helps us stay even more connected. And again, it's just letting go of any thought that you might have about that, whether it's good or bad, and just taking some time to appreciate that you are an emotional human and that it's wonderful to have that with us. And we also, you know, Love Notes to Your Body is part of that as well, another recording this week, and really kind of getting rid of that shame about our bodies and your need for food for good, and really know that that's what makes us so special and unique and fabulous women. And when you're having that cravings for ice cream or for different things, you know, maybe it's because you need a hug, maybe it's because your body is addicted to dairy, you know, it's really just diving deep, which we've really been doing for so many weeks together. And give yourself some time to listen to this module 9 and really kind of take some time to see how you might be feeling with your connection to food. So today, without Nicole Moore here, I'm going to still kind of dive deep into healthy relationships. And she was going to talk a little about our relationships with love and really taking the time to embrace our love for ourselves so that we can, you know, have a better relationship with some of the men or women in our lives and family and friends. And I think it's really, really important to take the time to talk about this because we kind of forget about love and relationships when we're looking at our health. But when we feel really good in ourselves from the inside out, our relationships in our life totally thrive and just feel better, feel more grounded, more spiritual, more emotional, and more freeing. You actually have more space to open up and to feel different things when you're open to love and when you give yourself permission to open yourself up for this love experience. And the first part of that is really that relationship with yourself and really opening yourself up, opening that heart up. And it's one thing that recently I've kind of discovered that I was just kind of holding back from. Been married for almost a year now. Love, love, love my husband. And he's just very open and loving. And I always thought that I was. But he's more than I am, which is okay. And I totally love and appreciate that. It's just one of those things when someone is giving you a little bit more love and attention that you're able to give to them, it causes some of this imbalance in our own minds, in our own bodies. And I was noticing that as much of the love and everything that he was giving to me, I was having a hard time giving it back. So I was taking some time to kind of see what those layers are, what was kind of holding me back from giving love instead of just receiving it all the time. And I did some self-discovery, really looking at myself, looking at what was going on in my life, and realized that during the day, I was just giving, and not taking enough time to receive when it felt good for me in my body and in my life, and just kind of taking the time to shift those thoughts and to know that giving love to myself is so, so important, but being open to that possibility of feeling so good in the body and feeling so good in who I am and knowing that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that's beautiful and lovely and so important. But it's also a place for self-discovery and also a moment where it's okay to let yourself go and let yourself really be open to everything that can possibly happen when you're really open to love and experiencing that relationship. And what some things that I did to just kind of like cleanse that out is this weekend I actually cleanse my closet. And this was some part of my healthy journey and something that I really suggest you do before Thriving Your Body is over is actually going through your closet and giving it a nice healthy makeover. There were things that I had in my closet that moved from New York City to Brooklyn, Brooklyn up to my first apartment in California, my second apartment, and then my third place in California. And all of these things were kind of weighing me down, really holding me back, had this, like, energy of weight. And I really, truly believe that that was getting in the way of me having this more open and loving relationship with where I was in my life right now. So I spent a good hour, hour and a half, and just going through and being completely honest with myself and taking clothes out of my closet that I – even if I was living in New York, even if I was in corporate, I would not be wearing right now. And just being honest that these were great finds and that someone else will love them as much as I did, put them in a nice little bag. And I actually got 3 big bags of clothes. And it was interesting to look at my closet this morning because every day I look at my closet and I'm like, oh, there's nothing for me to wear. I don't like any of my clothes. And today when I was looking, and I've done this in every move, I've gotten rid of things, but these things were like really kind of following me for some reason. I was like really hesitant to let that go. And I think a part of that is like letting go of your past and letting go of, for me, New York, which is such an important growing experience for me in my life. I was there for almost 10 years. And just being truly ready to let go and embrace the present and embrace where I am in my life and just truly feeling so much more grounded in the body, doing things that really helped me feel so much better. And when I opened the closet this morning and I actually looked at some things that were in there, I just noticed so much more than I ever saw before. And I felt like a new person this morning. I felt like something had totally clicked in my mind and in my heart and really kind of feeling like I had let go to create more space in my heart and more space for me in my present moment and not continuing to kind of look in the past for either validation or just any of those things. So I did keep a few pieces because I do wear them still, but I think that this is really something I'm going to do more often. I'm a pack rat, but this cleansing of the closet really kind of helped me open up my heart a little bit more. I've been, whenever my husband leaves in the morning for work, I give him a kiss and say, have a great day. And when he gets home at night, give him a kiss and welcome him home. I have to say that's been the biggest change in our relationship. So no matter who you live with, you know, if it's just a roommate, maybe you don't kiss them goodbye, but just wish them a really good day. And when they walk in the door, welcome them home. It doesn't mean you need to get up and take away from what you're doing or, you know, disrupt your day. But it really makes such a difference. And it's just a small pause to open up that heart even more to possibilities and to different things in your life and to different places to really help you connect to yourself. and really take some time to notice who you are and notice that, yes, you're giving, but you're also receiving when you are acknowledging this energy shift in the room, acknowledging somebody else. And that's a really key for any relationship in your life, and especially yourself. It's like when you wake up in the morning, you welcome yourself to the day, and when you go to bed, you give yourself that moment to tune out and to come in and say goodbye. Everything really kind of shifts when you open yourself up for more love. And relationships shift when you're really taking the time to care about the way that you feel when you're with someone that you care about. How do you show up for yourself when you are with the people that you want to be with? Are you excited? Are you looking forward to it? How are you feeling when you show up in your life? And it's all about heart opening activity. So I've been doing a lot of yoga with heart opening items at home, poses that kind of really feel open to help me feel more open and in tune with where I am and who I am. And that just really is another way to help open up the heart and to open up that space in your life where you can take the moment to disconnect from everything that's going on and really take the time to connect with yourself. Our relationships are so much stronger when we breathe and connect. And part of our Thrive in Your Body is really finding that balance and that balance of holistic health and holistic well-being. And, you know, we've talked a lot about our career, really having our career feeling grounded and secure and joyful, having and eating real whole foods, reducing the sugar, really getting our hormones in balance, really thinking about our spiritualness, like who are we and how do we want to feel every day? And how those three things really all add up to that relationship in our life and who we are and who and how we want to show up and choose to show up with the different relationships in our life. And when all of those things are kind of working together and you're taking time to nourish yourself first and foremost, you're giving to yourself first, you're so much more able to give to someone else so that you can actually get the love that you deserve and truly receive it in the way that feels the best for you in your body. And relationships are just as strong as the way that you feel when you're in the relationship. You know how you feel when you wake up and you're not having a good day, maybe taking that out on your partner or the person that you live with. Maybe when you're having a great day, your relationships are striving. So how can you just feel more confident in yourself so that you can have that relationship with yourself and others? It's such an important part of just being so in tune with who we are and where you would like to be. And it's just a small, small step. Again, it's just those small steps that take time. And it's finding really a lot of pleasure in your life, so that you can find pleasure in your body and really have that relationship that you want with yourself and with others. So what really brings you pleasure? What really helps you feel good about yourself? So let's take a few moments just to think about that. What brings you pleasure in your life? Take a moment to either write it down or just to think about that. We'll continue in a moment, but I want to give you some time to think about what brings you pleasure. So what brings you pleasure? So it could be eating. It could be dressing in your favorite outfit. It could be moving your body. It could be having an amazing, soulful conversation with your partner, your best friend. But really think about these things that bring you pleasure and think about how, if you were to be able to add those things in more, what would that look like and feel like, and how would that actually change your relationship with yourself so that you can change and feel better in the relationship with the partner as well? So just something to kind of think about when you're not feeling maybe complete in a relationship, and going back to what really helps you feel pleasure. And pleasure doesn't necessarily mean sexual pleasure. It just means pleasure that you are really helping your body feel so good that it's coming from the, you can attract the right partner. You can feel good with the right partnership. And just know that this all goes back to what you're putting in your body and how your body's reacting to what you're putting in. It's the same thing with the thoughts. It's the same thing with everything that might be going on in your life. So just really take the time to remember what brings you pleasure. And have fun. Maybe it's really wearing high heels, even if you never wear them anymore. Maybe it's putting on red lipstick. Whatever that might be that kind of really helps you feel more pleasure in your life, I really encourage you to add that in and to really feel as good as you possibly can in that moment with that pleasure. And in that, and see how your relationship with your life and your body and your health slowly changes with the more pleasure and the more things that you're able to bring into the life that you truly, truly desire. And today we're just going to take some time to think about all of those things that you have been wanting to do in your life but might not be doing, might be holding you back. It's not a bucket list. It's a thrive in your body moment. And last year when I did this program, I had two women who actually lived close to each other who had always both wanted to go zip lining. And both of their husbands were like, no way. They are actually going zip lining and doing it together because it's something that they've been really wanting to do and for some reason haven't done it. So what can we not think about doing in 5 years and 1 year, but what can we do right now that's going to really make your life the life that you really want to live, not one that you might be waiting for or waiting to experience? So let's just take a moment again. Let's really think about this. Maybe you draw some things out, whatever that might be. And just think about all of those things that you can do that you've always wanted to do, but maybe your weight was holding you back, maybe your relationships were holding you back, whatever that might be. And really do that as soon as you can. And get adventurous with this. Think about those things that you always think about and that you say, oh, I don't really know if I want to do that. Put that down anyways. Now, next to those things that you put down, put a date like that you actually would like to do these. And you know, that date is a commitment to yourself. Whether or not it actually happens, it's okay. But put down some dates so that another year or two, they don't go by, and you can really explore and do all of these things that you really, really, really want to do. So put some quick dates next to that. And having adventures with ourselves in our life is so important to having a really healthy lifestyle. It changes so much when you're taking the time to do those things that you really want to do. It's just the energy. It gives yourself more joy inside and out. And really taking the moment to let go of anything that might be weighing you down, holding you back, whether it's just cleaning your closet out, whether or not it's going on an adventure, whether or not it's having that emotional freedom with your food and with your health and doing things for pleasure. It's definitely everything. What you want your life to look like and feel like is more than you can ever, ever imagine. And it's about creating that healthy relationship with yourself, opening yourself up for self-love, letting go of anything that might really, really be weighing you down, and giving yourself permission to step out of your comfort zone. Maybe it's just dipping your toe for now. Maybe it's really going on that adventure. Whatever that might be, I encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. Do something that you really wanted to do. Not something that might necessarily scare you, but what's going to bring you pleasure and happiness so that you can take even more time and feel even more in love with yourself and feel so good in your body that it becomes easier to eat healthy, becomes easier to move your body. It becomes easier to have those relationships with yourself and others, and it just becomes more of a freedom moment. And it's just so exciting, all of these new changes, all of these new feelings that you might be feeling about you and your health and exactly where you would like to be. And Thrive in Your Body, I hope, has been just one of those mini steps that you've been able to take for you and your health and to really take the moment to feel grounded and secure and confident in yourself and knowing that you are a beautiful, amazing woman and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And I cannot wait to celebrate with all of you next week for our last session together. And I'm going to share with you in our module, like, what every busy woman needs to know and to feel every day. And then our session, we're really going to have a little Thrive in Your Body party and really kind of creating the support system that's going to continue to carry you through the holidays, a special invite for all of you, and really looking forward to connecting on Facebook, sharing maybe some of our adventures that we would really like to do. Maybe we can find someone like those two ladies did that we've been wanting to do tonight. And really kind of taking a moment to think about all of those things that you really wanted to do, maybe who you actually want to do them with, and just find some joy and some love in doing that. Enjoy your beautiful week. I'm really looking forward to speaking to you next week. I'm going to open it up for questions if anybody would like to stay. I've been getting some requests to end a little bit earlier because it's a little late on the East Coast. So if you have any questions, I'll stay in the line. And if not, enjoy your week. And I really look forward to speaking to you next week for our last Thrive in Your Body call. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.